Hi everyone, this is Chocolate Princess. I have been getting quite a few messages to me asking if I talk about myself, and I'm quite a boring person. I don't really have that much going on apart from school and stuff. So I thought I'd find a questionnaire, so I looked on subreddits, I looked on Conworld Audio and recordings, and I found this one by CB, and it was submitted like a year ago, so it's quite a long time ago. But when I looked at the questions, they looked fun, so I thought I'd try them out, just to see if people would find me interesting, because I don't really know, to be honest. So, thank you, CB, for posting these questions, even though I'm a year late. But I really appreciate it, because it saves me the trouble of trying to formulate my own questions and answers. So the first question is, on a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your GWA persona? 1 being not at all alike, and 10 being exactly alike. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd say I'm probably about a 9 or a 10 with my persona. I've only really posted one audio, so people haven't really explored my sexuality and what I'm really attracted to, and my kinks and the things that I like. So I don't think that many people know, but if you do talk to me or message me and I reply and we have conversations, I think it'd be easy to pick up on what you'd think I'd like. It's kind of obvious if we ventured down that conversation pathway. So yes, I am submissive. I do like daddy dom, little girl. I'm kind of kinky. I'm a masochist. I like sadists. I like BDSM. I like scenes. I like furry butt plugs. I am essentially a princess, and I'm black, so I'm chocolate. I am a chocolate princess, and I think that relates to the next question. What's the story behind your username? My boyfriend used to always call me Princess, and I loved that nickname. All my other friends would be like, he's downgrading you or something, blah, blah, blah. He's making you subservient or whatever, and I just thought, no, I'm a princess. I like nice things. I like nice men. I like being like treated like an absolute whore and then being pecked from like top to toe. It's amazing. It's like the best of both worlds. How many languages do you speak? What are they? Say something sexy for us. I speak English. That's like my mother tongue. My parents are from Ghana, so I speak the local dialect from where my parents are from, so that's Tree, and that's TWI, that's how it's spelled. So I can speak that, but I'm not going to say anything because I just don't want to. I can barely speak Spanish. My Spanish teacher in high school used to say that I'm just getting by, I'm not really studying the language. And I can just say hi and bye in French and Italian. So au revoir and buongiorno and arrivederci. So, I'm really trying to learn more languages because I really would like to learn another language. I just think it's extremely beneficial in today's world. So yeah, I'm really going to try. I'm just going to try and immerse myself in the country maybe in the next year or so. I'm still really young, so I have all the time in the world. It's not anything I really want to stress out over. The fourth question is, who is your celebrity lookalike? At work, I work at in retail just for fun. Like, not for fun, I work in retail. Yeah, I work in retail for fun. I like to socialise outside of school. So I work at COTS, and one of the guys over there was like, you look like Naomi Campbell. I don't believe him because she's beautiful. But I will take the compliment and say thank you while still trying to deny it. But he reiterated and was like, you really do look like Naomi Campbell. So I'm going to take that and say that I look like Naomi Campbell because I don't know who else I look like. Kelly Rowland? I don't know. Her eyes are bigger than mine. Who knows your secrets? Can you share any of them with us? I have 101 secrets. I do not share secrets. I am bad at keeping secrets. However, I don't share my own secrets. I'm kind of unfair like that. But I'm not going to share any secrets. I don't think it's necessary. I think you have to keep some things to yourself, and I keep the 101 secrets to myself. What bad habits do you have? I have, these rituals that I do before I go up to bed. I turn off all the plugs in the walls. I turn them on and off. Turn the switches on and off. I make sure all the switches on the lights are going in the same direction. So if there are two switches for one light, I have to go and switch off another. I have to go and switch that switch so it matches the switch that's on the board. So all of them match. Because I feel like if I don't go to bed and one's up and the other one's down, I'm probably going to die in my sleep. Just that dramatic. I always put the toilet roll facing the other direction so the paper's coming from behind and not in front. What else do I do? I wouldn't really say that's a bad habit, but it's really stressful when somebody doesn't do it properly. I always clean the bath after I have a shower. I spray it with bleach. I procrastinate a lot, so I guess that's a bad habit. 7th one is tell us the story of losing your virginity. Okay, I was 17. I've been seeing the guy for 3 months. I just thought the time was right, because I just wanted to have sex, basically. We broke up 2 months after I had sex with him. He just wasn't stimulating enough for me. It was kind of a letdown when we had sex, because I thought it'd be everything and more, and it was so fast. And I just knew that what I was seeking, he was not going to give it to me, so I had to go out and venture out and just look for it, and thankfully I found it. How frequently do you have sex with someone else or with yourself? I've been kind of going through a dry spell at the moment. I haven't been feeling very sexually aroused, but I think it's just because of the stress of school and everything. At least that's what the internet told me, and you have to believe everything you read on the internet. But I genuinely do think that it's because of stress. Apart from that, I used to do stuff to myself 3 times a week. Twice a week, and then I'd have sex with my boyfriend, because we don't live together. During term time, we'd probably be twice a week. But when it's not term time, and I'm living with him, it'd probably be every other day. But we'd have scenes once a month or once every 2 weeks. Yeah. What is your biggest regret? I want to skip over that one. I don't want to talk about it. What would you choose as your death row meal? It'd have to be meat. So, I'd have a platter of not cold meat, of hot meat. So, chicken wings and steak and, turkey and duck and maybe Peking duck. Is it Peking or Peking? Whichever one, that duck. Pork, kebabs, every type of meat under the sun, four birds stuffed in one, not that, but everything else, guinea fowl and game and everything, I'd eat that and I'd die a very happy death because I would have just eaten all of my favourite things. I love meat. I'm anemic, so I need a lot of red meat. And then that's where my obsession with meat came from. I know offence to vegetarians because that's like a fantastic thing to do if you want to do that. I just can't picture myself living without eating meat. So, yeah. What's your favourite scent? I'm either Jean Paul Gaultier perfume or... what else do I wear? I wear the Gucci perfume as well. Can't remember the names of any of them. I can describe the bottles of Jean Paul Gaultier perfume as... like, it's shaped like a woman's body. The Gucci one is a brown bottle with a gold top. I like Daisy by Marc Jacobs and Chanel No. 5. It's an old lady perfume that I think I smell quite nice when I wear it. I also like Opium, but I mostly wear the Jean Paul Gaultier perfume. I never get it. My mum basically in like 2004 bought it in bulk, and my sister stopped wearing it for whatever reason, so we have like 7 bottles at home. And I recently got to perfume like 2-3 years ago, so I have luckily not made as big of a dent in that. I don't wear perfume every day because some days you just want to embrace your pheromones, you know. What do you wear to bed on a regular night and on sexy times? On a regular night, I wear nothing. I feel like your body needs to breathe after everything that's been going on. Like you've been out with air pollution from the cars and people pollution from people who don't shower. So it's like, it's just all these disgusting things touching you. Once you have a shower, you have to just let your body breathe and release all the toxins, which is why I change my sheets every week. On sexy nights, just wear lingerie. My favourite colours, pale pink or white. Lacy. I love crotchless knickers. I like lacy bras and crotchless knickers and corsets. Sometimes on a sexy night, it's just nice wearing a really tight t-shirt, which has a really cool slogan on it, like, cool, or eat your veg. Something really tight where your nipples show through it. I think that's sexy, kind of like university girl sexy, you know, the barely legal girl sexy. I really like that look, so I find that sexy, and my boyfriend finds that sexy because he's depraved. But I'm depraved as well, so it's all fine, it's all good. Do you read in bed, and who's your favourite author? I really like George Orwell. I do read in bed, but I tend not to anymore because it prevents me from sleeping. I just started reading High Rise by J.G. Ballard just because the movie's coming out, and I realised I had a copy in my house. And I hadn't done anything with it, and it's really good so far. I just want to finish it before I go and watch the movie. I'm not going to spoil it for anyone if anybody's reading that, so I'm not going to go into that, but it is a really interesting book. Tell us about your most recent sexual encounter. Morning sex. You know, blowjob and everything. Just feeling very giving. So I didn't come, but he did. And that's fun, I like that. What one word best describes you inside the bedroom and outside the bedroom? Inside the bedroom, I'd say... giving. I think, yeah, giving. Outside the bedroom, I'd say quiet. Yeah. Do you have any tattoos or piercings? I have piercings, just a normal ear piercings, one on each side. I do not have any more, and I don't have any tattoos because I'm a wimp. I just don't really want to have any tattoos. I don't want to be 40 and have like something somewhere that doesn't really look as good as it did when I was younger. So, plus I like my skin. It's really nice and soft and smooth, and I don't really want to scratch it up. Have you ever come without touching your penis or pussy? No. If we can add sex toys to this question, then yes. I didn't touch it, but my vibrator did. So I'd say yes and no for number 17. What is your record for coming in 24 hours? Did you challenge yourself to it, or did it just happen? Are you multi-orgasmic? I am multi-orgasmic. The most I've come in 24 hours is probably 8 times, and that was when I was 16, and I ordered my first vibrator online, and I was just so excited. I didn't challenge myself to it, but I had a lot of fun. My room smelled really like musty or musky or something, so I had to open the window so my mum wouldn't find out. Number 19, what's on your sexual bucket list? I don't know. I guess I'd like to go to an orgy. I don't know if I'd do anything there, but I guess I'd want to watch. Yeah, I don't think I have anything else on it. I'm kind of, maybe as time goes on, I'd find stuff that I'd want to do and I'd be able to do it. Describe what an orgasm feels like to you, hopefully while you're having an orgasm. I didn't use anything during this questionnaire because I have a cold. If you can't tell, I'm kind of stuffy. I don't feel strong enough to... Basically, I don't like getting myself off. I feel quite lazy. I'd rather somebody else do that for me. An orgasm is amazing. It's... you get goosebumps, you're short of breath. You can't think of anything else for the moment. It's amazing. And then when your pussy starts clenching, and hopefully the person you're having sex with is like whispering something really dirty in your ear, or is hitting you, or just something's happening that's making the moment even better than it already is. So it's like going from like 50 to 85 to 100 to 195. I don't know if I'm explaining it properly, but when all these things are happening and you're just, your eyes are rolled back into your head and you're trying to, you feel your soul leaving your body and you're just clenching like bed sheets with your hands, just trying to keep grounded, and you have goosebumps and I don't know, and someone's like pinning you to the bed or someone's choking you, just something, I don't. Orgasms feel amazing to me, even the mini ones, when it's like the little tremor before the big earthquake, 3 orgasms later, they feel amazing. The little tremors are just as fun as the big ones. The big ones are obviously more fun, but having an orgasm is it's amazing to me, so I think that's the best way I can describe it. It's like eating ice cream and not putting on any weight. Eating everything in the world and not gaining any weight. I think that's what an orgasm feels like to me. So, yeah. So, that's the questionnaire. I hope everybody likes it. If you listened to it, you found me a bit more interesting, or you know a little bit more about me. I'd probably do another one of these because they are quite fun. I like them a lot. It was really nice talking to you guys, and I'll see you later. Bye.